The 2010 hurricane season officially started on June 1st. This year, there are predicted between 14 and 23 hurricanes, with at least six of those possibly developing into major named storms. Jamie Rome is the storm surge team leader with the National Hurricane Center. Jamie, first of all, how many hurricanes can we expect between now and the end of the season in November to actually develop into a named storm? I said six or a half dozen, but is that correct?
Well, actually, the prediction, and it's a prediction, calls for between 14 and 23 named storms. So that doesn't say that you're going to get exactly 14, and it doesn't mean you're going to get exactly 23. If the prediction holds true, you'll get somewhere in between that. And to put that in context, that would be much greater activity than one would normally expect in a hurricane season.
Now, I was doing some research on this. Is the El Nino phenomenon waning or waxing, or is it going to have any effect on the season this year?
Actually, it's one of the primary drivers in the above normal prediction. El Nino, which tends to suppress Atlantic hurricane activity, is rapidly weakening and is now in what's really called a neutral state, meaning it's not El Nino and it's not La Nina. It's kind of in between. And our predictions call for us to actually move into a La Nina state over the next several months to a year. And if that actually comes true, La Nina enhances hurricane activity in the Atlantic Ocean. That coupled with above normal ocean temperatures is the primary driver for our prediction of more storms this year.
Now, just for my listeners who don't know the difference, El Nino is warm water in the Pacific and La Nina is colder water, is that correct?
That's correct. And probably a lot of people are thinking, well, what does the ocean temperature out in the Pacific have to do with hurricanes in the Atlantic? Well, what happens is that pattern out in the Pacific changes the wind currents downstream. And so for an El Nina type scenario, which we're coming out of, it would produce stronger winds in the upper levels, which beat hurricanes up. And La Nina, which is what we're gradually moving towards, weakens the winds in the upper levels, which provides a more favorable environment for hurricanes to form.
All right. Now, there has been the Deepwater Horizon oil spill down in the Gulf of Mexico. The continental United States gets storms both on the Atlantic coast and also in the Gulf. What effect would a hurricane, let's say a Category 1 or 2 hurricane in the Gulf, have on the oil spill, and what would that do to the coastline?
Well, to really answer that question with any bit of certainty, you would have to know the exact nature of that Category 1 or Category 2. No two storms are created equal, so you really need to know the exact track, the intensity, and the size. The size would be incredibly important for answering that question. And since we can't forecast with any certainty whether or not a storm will or will not go into the Gulf of Mexico, much less its exact track, it's really hard to say with certainty what impact a hurricane might have on the oil spill.
Now, if there were a hurricane in the Gulf and it did drive the oil inland, what would that do to the marshlands and the wetlands down there along Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama?
Well, that's a little bit outside of my area of expertise. I can only imagine it would do not good things for that area. But you'd really have to talk to someone who's specialized in ecological impacts.
Now, you're the storm surge team leader. One of the things I understand that the marshlands do down there, or the wetlands do down along the Gulf Coast, is they help dissipate that storm surge and keep it from reaching cities like New Orleans or Gulfport, Mississippi. Is that correct?
That's one of the things that scientists have been struggling with for years, and the exact impact of the marshes, the wetlands, on storm surge is still sort of a scientific question right now. So it's still a bit in the unknown realm, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Now, has greenhouse gases and carbon dioxide emissions had any effect on the severity or the frequency of hurricanes in recent years?
Well, you have to look longer term. If you want to talk about global warming and its possible impact on storm surge, you have to look on the order of decades down the road. One of the outcomes of global warming is sea level rise, but it's rising at a very, very slow rate. And so, yes, if you look 50 to 100 years from now, some of the predictions call for a higher sea level at that time, which will give storm surge events just a larger base to start from. But there's no evidence right now to suggest that that's going to be a significant player this season, again, because sea level rise is such a slow and gradual process. So for this season, we need people to focus more on getting prepared and making sure they're ready should a storm impact their area.
Tropical storm Agatha just went across Honduras and Guatemala, and there's more than 100, and I think the death toll is now up to 133 people that died. But that was a Pacific storm, right?
Yes, and it's a relatively weak storm at that. And I think this is an important wake-up call for the residents of the U.S. is, you know, hurricane season is upon us. A lot of people think, well, you know, it doesn't really get cranking until August and September. That's not always the case. You can have early season systems. And also, it really doesn't take a great big powerful storm to do significant damage and be a threat to life. And we saw that with Agatha, that was just a tropical storm and caused that many fatalities.
Now, also, just something that came to mind when you were mentioning the damage from Agatha, the situation in Haiti is precarious at best, following the earthquake back in January. What would a hurricane, how much more devastation could a hurricane add to somewhere like Port-au-Prince?
It's a major hurricane striking that area is one of our worst nightmares as we go into this season. That country, even before the earthquake, tended to, because of just local situations there, tended to have catastrophic damages when any type of cyclone impacted them. And that's only going to get worse now that you have so many people displaced from homes and living in tent cities, and just the country is certainly at the forefront of our minds as we go into this hurricane season.
All right, that is Jamie Rome, the storm surge team leader with the National Hurricane Center. He spoke to us from their offices in Miami.